in the studio. Happy to welcome to the show Mariah Shields. She is with 100 Sonoma People Who Care.
Yes. Yeah. Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, Mariah. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Okay. So I feel like always we're the center of the universe when it comes to nonprofit organizations in Sonoma County. So tell us about yours.
Well, 100 People Who Care in general is a national platform for nonprofits. And I got this idea actually from 100 Marin. So they are the originals in this area. And one of the nonprofits that I serve on a board for won the inaugural 100 Marin event. And it was a $20,000 grant that just was a huge deal for us.
So this is a grant program.
It is
for
a grant
nonprofit
program.
Organizations.
Yes.
That are awarded this.
Correct.
By the group that you're representing today.
Yes. 100 Sonoma is a 501c3, so we are a certified nonprofit.
Okay.
But I say we are a nonprofit for nonprofits.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yes, exactly. Our goal is not to take away funds from deserving nonprofits and add more competition, because as you said, Sonoma County is flooded with some amazing nonprofits.
Yeah.
It's to bring recognition to all of those nonprofits, especially smaller nonprofits that $10,000 or more, we hope, can really make a meaningful impact for.
So how do you figure out, or do people apply, nonprofits apply for these kinds of grants? Does that work?
Absolutely. When we started the Petaluma chapter for our first inaugural Petaluma event, our board of directors, which is just strictly volunteer, I'm a volunteer with them. We nominated the nonprofits that we know. We tried to focus on smaller nonprofits in Petaluma specifically. We did not go outside of those of that boundary. And we did something similar with Santa Rosa. We did say at our last Petaluma event, we would love nominations from attendees. So a lot of it was based on nominations, but it was also board determined. But for all follow-up events, so after this inaugural Santa Rosa event, it will all be based on nomination and applications.
So where do you get the money that you then grant to these organizations?
So this is really a crowdfunding type event.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody that attends is attending with a $100 check or cash that's either made out to 100 Sonoma or left blank for the winning nonprofit. And that $100 buys their vote. We have corporate sponsors that cover the food, the wine, the event space, everything else. So with at least 100 people bringing $100, we're guaranteeing the winner at least $10,000. And then to make sure that there is no loser, because none of these nonprofits are losers, every runner-up will receive at least a $500 grant that we've gotten from corporate sponsors.
Wow, this is fantastic. So this is an event that you hold every often?
It's once a year in Petaluma, usually in February. And we actually had our first event for Santa Rosa scheduled in October, the day after the fire started.
Of course you did. Yes.
I know.
Yeah, that went by the wayside.
Yes, it did. It was going to be at Paradise Ridge. So shout out to Paradise Ridge. And they were amazing. And I know that they're rebuilding, and we hope to have another event at their space in the future.
Yeah, we hope to broadcast from there someday soon.
Absolutely. But we've just been working to get this back on the books. And now Mark West Lodge has generally stepped in, and we're excited to have our first Santa Rosa event.
So this will be for Santa Rosa nonprofits, correct?
Yes.
When is the event?
It is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay,
yes.
We're getting down to the wire.
We are. It's June 12th. Doors open at 5:45, and it ends promptly at 8.
So you need 100 people to show up.
Yes.
With a $100 check each. Yes. Okay. And do you already know what nonprofits are going to be on the receiving end of that money?
Absolutely. It's 5 nonprofits. We have 5 sectors so that we don't have competing nonprofits that represent the same sector.
Good idea.
Yes. So we have the Lime Foundation, Land Paths, Forget Me Not Farms, Children's Museum of Sonoma County, and the Council on Aging.
All excellent choices.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So of the 100 people that you need to come on Tuesday, how many have committed so far?
I believe that we have 87 RSVPs.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So you only need a baker's dozen, 13 people.
That's right. But the more the merrier, of course, if we have more than 100.
If you have more, you probably give more.
Exactly.
Right? I love this idea. Because, you know, there are many of us who are fortunate enough to be able to part with $100, mm-hmm. you know, or cut back in some, you know, frothy arena of our lives and come up with $100.
Yeah.
And so when you combine all of that power into one room, then you get a very hefty grant slash donation for the organizations that are worthy of it. I think this is a terrific idea. How long has this been going on?
We started 100 Sonoma 4 years ago, and we had our first event in Petaluma 3 years ago.
That so is
we've
fantastic.
Had three Petaluma events, and I'm hoping to do one Petaluma event and one Santa Rosa event per year. The goal is not to be, again, an additional ask that people are always getting for amazing nonprofits
in the
area.
A more occasional kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's, can you commit $200 a year to come to these two amazing events and constantly be supporting local nonprofits of all kinds?
I absolutely love this idea, Mariah.
Thank you.
I think it's fantastic. I'm surprised I didn't know about it more, you know, sooner than this.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. I think it's a good reason why you're here. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way I do about it. And I'm hoping that at some point, you know, the 100 people will end up having a lunch somewhere, because a lunch is a lot easier for me to attend than an evening event. And I'd love to be a part of this.
Note taken.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a Tuesday night at the Mark West Lodge, and another place that was pretty iffy 8 months ago.
I know.
And happily survived the firestorm. So I'm happy to hear that that there is business being done out there.
Absolutely.
That's a great piece of information, too. Remind us, Mariah, of the five nonprofits who will be on the beneficiary end.
Absolutely. The five nonprofits are the Lyme Foundation, Land Paths, Forget Me Not Farms, Children's Museum of Sonoma County, and Council on Aging.
Fantastic. So let's go way over the 13 needed to make the 100 of $100 each. Let's go way over that. What's the best way for people who want to get involved to do just that?
You can go to our website that I built, so please don't hold it against me. 100sonoma.org, and there is a place to RSVP there. It also has my email and my phone number on there. Everything basically funnels through me. So call me, email me, RSVP on the site, or just show up. Walk-ins are absolutely welcome.
Yeah.
The more the merrier. I promise that this will be an evening of inspiration. It's short. It's got a lot of energy, and you will leave feeling like you've made an important impact
in
this
community. It takes a village, doesn't it?
It really does.
This is a great example of that. I'm so happy that you came in to talk to us about it. Keep me posted, will you?
I would be happy to.
And I'd love to you know, get an email from you or something on Wednesday to tell me exactly how it went. Okay?
I would be happy to do that.
All right. That is fantastic.
I hope to show big numbers.
Yeah, me too. Me too. You certainly ought to be able to. And that is Mariah Shields, a volunteer, current president of 100 Sonoma. Fantastic idea, Maria. Continued. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
It is fantastic. What a great idea, and how amazing we can be when we just hang together.